What are you pulling up, Gavin?
My notes. Hello.
Yeah, you guys hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you doing?
Awesome. Austin? Doing well. How about you?
Man.
Nice.
Brennan's gonna be a little bit late. His family is forcing him to go on a walk with him.
Imagine.
Welcome everybody. This is Brennan and Gavin's Codcast. So today we're going to be covering the Thunderbird, and as you can tell, I have a special guest here today, Ashton McCulley. Ashton, I am going to admit to something. Our last episode, I kind of took inspiration from one of your later videos, seen season one.
Oh, which one?
Cryptid Royale, I think is what it was called, when you guys did the sea creatures kind of against each other.
Oh yeah, surprisingly, that's actually one of our more like most, but that is our most popular episode. We were kind of shocked. Yeah,
that's funny. Yeah, so I was watching it the other day and I said, oh, this would be interesting for our show. So I kind of flipped it a little bit, but definitely did kind of the same stuff.
Yeah, no, it's a great format. It's a lot of fun to do.
Oh, definitely, we had a great time. Minus the fact that my other two hosts did absolutely no research.
Hey, getting co-hosts to do research, it can be a task sometimes.
Oh, no kidding.
I'm just giving John. I'm giving John shit because I'm sure he'll listen, and he does a lot of research for the show. But
yeah, I did. I spent like 4 or 5 days researching our topic. So
yep,
and I found a lot of stuff. I don't know how much other stuff you found, but I kind of tapped out all my resources.
Yeah, I found quite a bit. There's a lot of interesting angles for Thunderbirds specifically, and we're doing our episode on Thunderbirds next week. And
how are you?
Yeah, and the angle.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and I mean, so in that case, we're taking inspiration from you because we saw that we're like, well, if I'm going to research Thunderbirds to come on this podcast, we might as well do it too. But
yeah, they're pretty interesting after reading up on them.
Yeah, no kidding. It's I ended up, so for our podcast, since we're getting our third co-host back finally, I'm taking the conspiracy angle. And
that's gonna be interesting.
Yeah. lots of weird conspiracies about Thunderbirds. No doubt.
Yeah, no kidding. I started off on like the mythological side when I first started researching it. And I found like all these different things with different Native American tribes and how they influence the Thunderbird. And then I finally found the cryptid part of it. So that took me like a good 2 days to find anything on the cryptid side of this legend.
Some of these, it's really hard to find sightings, period. And then, you know, obviously mm-hmm. when you do find sightings, most of them are horse, you know. Wait, do you swear on this podcast? Yeah. That's a good question. Do you swear on this podcast?
Oh, I swear all the time.
Okay, yeah, they're horseshit.
Don't worry about it. No, you should have heard our first episode. I was swearing like a sailor.
I did hear you. I went and looked you guys up after you invited me to come on.
Yeah. We have a hard time staying on topic, but we're also I'm in high school. These two are in middle school, so...
All I can think of when you say that, Gavin, Sailor Mouth, is that one SpongeBob episode.
Why did I figure you were going to do something like that? So, do you want to start off, Ashton? Or, I got a bunch of stuff, so.
Sure, you know, it's your podcast. Why don't you take it away, and I'll jump in.
All right. So, from what I researched, it's kind of, it's more Native American centralized. Like, and the other thing I noticed as I was going through is Illinois and Alaska. I don't know if you noticed this as well. Illinois and Alaska were a big central part of where I saw a lot of things.
Yeah, definitely, like a lot of stuff from the, you know, the plains areas. There's some stuff from the west coast as well, but
Yeah, I haven't seen anything like that.
The recent stuff is definitely Alaska is where a lot of it's been.
I had I was going through and I saw a sighting from 1977 in Lawndale, Illinois. Did you see that one?
Yeah, I did.
The attack on the like little 1 year old.
Yeah, like there's a lot of stuff about it stealing children.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah.
There's also a lot of different, like, one thing I noticed is that this cryptid has a lot of different kind of centralized, appearances.
Yep.
Some people say it looks like a big condor or an eagle, and others say it looks like a pterosaur or a dragon.
Yeah, so it's interesting, when you go back to the origins of the Native American myth, people have done some digging, and they think that the myth started right around the time. So obviously in Native American culture, there's a lot of gods that are modeled after birds, but they think specifically the Thunderbird came after the first discovery of pteranodon fossils by the Native Americans. They think that they found fossils, they saw what a pteranodon looked like, and then they sort of imprinted that on their mythos. Which is,
I can definitely see that.
Yeah, which is how a lot of myths get started, right? Like, we just covered Chupacabra, and that came from the movie Species.
And I just listened to your, what was it, Benjamin Radford?
Dude, that guy is rad. He is rad as hell.
He is awesome.
He is really great.
He seems like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I can't wait. He's going to come back on, because that guy has done, he really is. He's like a real-life Scooby-Doo mystery type guy.
I know.
It's wild.
He just seems like a fun, loving kind of guy, which is awesome.
Yeah, I always enjoy having skeptics on, for sure. It's because, I interview both sides, and it's hard as a skeptic myself to talk to, like,
non-skeptics.
Yeah, well, and like the director of the Mutual UFO Network is the one I bring up all the time. And I guarantee you, he's never coming back.
I watched that one afterwards.
He's never coming back.
It did seem a little crazy. But
just a hair.
Just a hair.
If Tucker Carlson is your main ally, then you're in trouble.
He's got some issues.
Yeah.
No kidding. Yeah, but I've been watching you for a while. I first discovered you when I kind of really got into Bigfoot, which was only a couple months ago. And I started from your very first episode and worked my way up. And I actually just bought one of your books as well.
Oh, awesome. Which one?
I bought A Man of the Mountain.
Oh, cool. Yeah, the one that just came out. Thanks for doing that.
I'm really excited for it.
Yeah, that's...
It's going to be here April 30th.
That's that Corona speed shipping, huh?
Damn you, Amazon!
Yeah. Yep.
So, I'm excited for that one. And then... A little earlier, I bought another one. I think it was Whiteout was the one I had bought originally as well.
Yep, yeah, that's my first book.
It was pretty good. I liked it.
Oh, thank you.
I have it somewhere in my house. I don't know. This place is a hodgepodge of shotguns and random assault rifles.
Jesus Christ.
I'm a big hunter, so... Like, I've got taxidermy ducks. I have a giant snake for no apparent reason in a cage. Because it's mine. But I just have it for no apparent reason.
Ugh, man. I can't say I've ever hunted anything. I fish up here, but that's just about it.
Yeah, you live in Washington.
Yeah, right? That's right. Yep. And and guns terrify the hell out of me. to be honest, but...
Yeah,
there's a huge hunting culture up here, though, that goes along with a lot of the Bigfoot sightings and all that kind of stuff. Like, it's pretty deeply ingrained, especially the further east you go.
No kidding. Like, here in Mass, it's a bunch of Dems and liberals, so they're all scared of guns.
Bunch of Dems and liberals. I mean, I am a Dem and a liberal, and I live.
I'm sorry to offend you, but like, I'm a Republican and I'm pro gun because I hunt and I go to the shooting range all the time, and it's just a lot of fun for me. So,
Gavin, I don't know what world you live in where Grafton does not have too many guns.
That's true. That's facts. Hey, Brendan, you're
here.
Ashton, this is Brendan. He's my normal co-host.
Is that how you spell?
He usually makes him go on walks.
Your last name?
You said this last time, Zachary.
I feel like he changes it. Like, every time he puts in a different spelling.
Nope, this is how I spelled it for the last 14 years.
How old are you?
So, Ashton, I do want to bring something up. I actually asked another person in case you didn't end up wanting to come on the podcast. I asked someone called W.J. Sheehan. I don't know if you know who he
is. No, I've never heard of him.
He's awesome. He runs his own podcast as well. He's very funny. My computer just shut off. But he also has books, and I also bought one of his. And I bought, and he also, right now I've emailed him. He emailed me on Easter and has not gotten back to me since.
Let's see here. I'm looking him up on Amazon. He's got Bigfoot Terror in the Woods, looks like his book.
Yeah, that's his book. He's got like 7 volumes.
Oh, is that? So these are all volumes. Okay. I was like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. These all have the same title. Is he publishing the same book 7 times? Volumes.
Pretty much. It's like different sightings, different kind of way of writing it. But like, his books are pretty interesting. If you like Bigfoot sightings and stuff like that.
Does he claim to have seen a Bigfoot?
No, he's never said he claimed to see one. He just enjoys researching.
Yeah.
And I admire that a lot.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, he has not gotten back to me since. And I'm just like, I feel like, I'm just happy you decided you wanted to come on here.
Yeah.
I was over here crossing my fingers one of you guys would get back to me. And when you both got back to me kind of on the same day, I was really happy. And he just hasn't gotten back to me. And I've emailed back and forth with you. Let's see how many times. Like 18.
Yep, I know. I'm super responsive when people reach out, you know. Like, I really appreciate all the fans of our podcast. It means a lot. And, dude, I've hunted down so many people trying to get interviews. And, like, I think my biggest white whale is Lauren Coleman, the head of the Cryptozoology Museum. I've been trying to get him forever. And then, unfortunately, he had a heart attack.
Have you gotten Rob Lowe?
No, we've not gotten Rob Lowe.
Speaking of which, Rob Lowe, if you're listening to this, go on Cryptids to Crypto.
Yeah, that's damn right. That's damn right.
If you run your own damn game show, I think you have enough time to go and do an interview. Jesus Christ. I was astonished when I heard that. I'm like, really? So he's got enough time to run a game show, but he doesn't have enough time to go and interview.
Yeah, right? Come on, guy. It's like, what are you doing? Parks and Rec is over. Come on our podcast.
Yeah. Like, I don't know how long you've been asking him about
it. Oh, we haven't actually been able to contact him. We've tried. We've we've tried every possible avenue to contact him, but we've gotten no response. At least, like, Lauren Coleman wrote back. Lauren Coleman wrote back, and we've been trying to put stuff together, but he had a heart attack, and he's still alive, but he had a heart event, and so I kind of backed off. I was like, you know, now is definitely not the time to press this guy.
Oh, yeah, definitely, that makes sense. But Rob Lowe, I'm surprised he hasn't gotten back to you guys yet. I'm gonna go plug in a heater, it's fucking freezing down here. I'm in my basement, and it's like 2 degrees down here.
It's not that cold, Gavin.
You have a heater in your basement. Your basement's fucking finished.
I live on a lake, Gavin.
And I live in the middle of absolutely nowhere.
And I live right next to you.
Yeah. So, back on topic. Jesus Christ, you're terrible at this.
Hey, that's what people like anyway. I don't think people care that much about the topic.
True. Yeah, like, our first podcast got 48 plays, and it's just, we started on a topic, and it was just talking about random shit.
And it was 92% Vietnamese that watched it.
Actually, it's 73%.
No, but Brandon, the first time it was 92% right. Vietnamese.
Yeah, first time we had 92% Vietnamese and like 9%.
No, it was 7.
People.
What the heck?
Was it 7?
Why?
I know. Mm. I don't know. And all of it's 100% female on Spotify. I don't understand it. Analytics, man.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
That's wild.
Yeah. And then now we have like 1% from Singapore, like the most random fucking country in the universe. Why Singapore?
Yeah, it is weird how people find your stuff, you know? It's,
no kidding. Yeah. Like, we've been doing this for like only a few months now. Like, it took us forever to get our second episode out because I can't think of anything to do. And, like, I'm hunting all the time, or I'm doing something else the entire time, so it makes it really hard for me and Brenda to put shit together. Because I'm always doing something, whether it's research for something I have to do for school, or absolutely fucking nothing because I'm stupid. I spend a lot of time doing literally nothing.
No, you play Xbox, Gavin.
I was going to say, that's a lot of us do absolutely nothing right now.
Especially right now. I don't know how anyone is staying in, sane during this quarantine. I know I can't.
I've been writing a ton. That's what I've been doing. I've been writing a ton, and then obviously I still work. So, I work from my apartment. But the last time I had an in-person conversation with somebody that wasn't my partner was 5 weeks ago. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, it's been rough.
I'm lucky enough that Grafton's kind of safe from the corona. We have one case, and that's it for the entire town. Like, we're stuck at home from school because the governor declared it. But I'm able to go outside without fear of getting it.
Yeah.
And I'm able to go talk to my neighbors. I'm able to go to friends' houses. My sister's had a friend over every day for the past week. And I started living with my girlfriend. I'm here now because it was my dad's birthday yesterday. And I went back, and then I had to come back because it's my mom's birthday today.
Yeah.
So I live with my girlfriend primarily right now, just because it's far away, I can talk with her more, and I have more of my animals over there. I mean, it's a two-bedroom apartment. So, I'm sitting in my basement right now, just doing absolutely nothing, and my heater just turned off.
Yeah, but turn it back on, then.
I can't. It's on a timer.
Turn the timer off, then.
I don't know how. How can I turn the timer off in space heat? I don't think you know how to do that.
No, nope, sure don't.
That's it.
Mostly I'm worried about AC right now. Dude, it's warm as hell over here. Yeah, it's 70 degrees today. It was nice.
Lucky. It's been 40-something for the past few days. So it's not terrible, but freezing at the same time. I wake up and the only thing I have in my drawers is shorts. So I'm stuck in shorts and
that's
a t-shirt.
That, Gavin. I just went outside in shorts and a t-shirt. It wasn't that cold.
British. You have no tolerance for anything.
What do you mean?
Your tolerance for the cold is abnormally high. I swear to God. Oh God. Yeah, I like how we went from a topic. This is my first fucking podcast ever again.
So Thunderbirds. Tell us more about Thunderbirds.
Thunderbirds! Let's go more about them. In the Ilocuian people's culture, it's their guardian of the heavens, Gabriel is for Christians.
Yes.
I'm gonna stop you right there. Do we have an actual name for this thing that they called it?
Thunderbird. That's literally the name of it.
So you're telling me...
That's the only thing I've seen for the entire
Aztec
time.
Whatever tongue. They said thunder.
Definitely not Aztec.
That is South America.
So wait, Gavin, you're telling me Zeus had a pet bird.
Actually, I wouldn't be surprised if that's not where this legend came from. Zeus's pet.
Well, where is he from?
It sounds plausible. Because it's described as a big eagle, and Zeus had an eagle for a pet.
I thought that was a raven.
Put two and two together. That's Odin. I would know. I was a polytheist for 3 years.
Yeah, well.
All right, back to the topic. We're so
this
bad
happens
at this.
A lot.
I'm so sorry to waste.
Oh
time,
no, man.
But...
Don't worry. I listen. I knew what I was getting into when I came here. I listened to your episodes, so.
Did you listen to the second
I think
one?
I listened to the first one, and then I part of the second.
The second one was it's just a pile of horseshit. We did so bad, but at least we stayed on topic somewhat. Ironically, that is our least viewed.
No,
video.
Zach talked about bears making pools or something.
Zach talked about a
no.
Vodka for 20
minutes.
First
off, it was a bear that was a lake. The lake was made of vodka. The vodka evaporated, and he lived in Russia.
How the fuck do you remember this? Just out of curiosity.
And then he talked about how Russians only have vodka, which doesn't really make sense.
It does, though.
Also, I did warn Ashton ahead of time that we might be not be on topic the entire time. And, like, I think one of my emails. I don't know
Gavin,
which
you told me about
the 19
you know,
I sent you.
You did send it.
Somewhere in here. It's among
oh, it's North teams. American. That makes no
I email
sense.
People way too
what?
Much.
Yeah, well, yes, it does. Eagles live in North America. What are you talking about? It makes 100% sense.
What did you say made
that,
no sense?
The eagle was in North America, the Thunderbird.
Oh my god. Yeah.
So, all right, so here's an interesting thing about these Thunderbirds. All right. So a lot of people talk about them. There's a couple of sightings that pertain to cowboys specifically where yeah, oh yeah.
What?
So there's a place called Tombstone where this bunch of cowboys just kind of rustled up, shot a Thunderbird and dragged it back to town and showed it off everywhere. But then like apparently the story was then like recanted and it was like, no, they didn't bring anything back to town. They came back in because they were scared and they just shot at this metallic thing in the sky. And there's actually a couple.
See, that sounds like something I'd do.
Well, there's apparently a lot of sightings of people doing it. A lot of cowboys looking up, seeing some sort of big metallic bird in the sky, no. Taking shots at it and being unable to get it.
Gavin, you would just shoot
your foot.
Something
I'd do. Yeah, I did that. Like, on multiple
You've shot
times.
Yourself in the foot?
I've shot myself.
And then almost failed seventh grade.
Yeah, my teeth. I don't know if you heard that story on our first podcast, on our first episode.
No.
I thought I did. I might have, but I got back from the hospital from after shooting myself in the foot on a hunting trip because I forgot my safety was off, and yeah. So I got like this Friday Academy thing, which was like detention.
But on Friday.
And my teacher just didn't care.
Man, it sounds like instead of detention or Friday Academy, you should have been going to gun safety. This is why guns terrify me.
I'm over here with my I'm over here with my FID, and I'm like, you know, great idea, just leave this off safety and shoot myself in the foot.
Yeah.
Oh, God. This is why you don't give guns to a...
Yeah, yeah, I'd say that's a good general rule. as far as like my list of gun safety rules, not giving them to 12-year-olds, probably pretty high on the list.
That is not a rule.
Oh, no kidding. Especially not children. Like,
yeah,
that's not a rule my uncle.
It's not a rule a lot of people followed, and it gets us into a lot of trouble, like kids shooting themselves in the foot.
Yeah, I was at, I just had recently taken a trapping course. We have to go through the basic hunting course again. And, literally what ended up happening is they brought up, like, people dying because they didn't teach proper gun safety at the earlier lessons.
Wow.
I don't even know how that happens.
Yeah, gun safety is, like, woefully like, undertaught. It's insane.
Oh, no kidding.
It's absolutely insane.
And like, now, I know you were saying you work from home. I am kind of working from home in a sense, except I do have to go into this.
Oh man, are you Joe Exotic? Are you running as like a
yeah,
tiger?
Wait
a tiger zoo?
Gavin, you work at a zoo?
No, so,
yeah.
I work at
Oh,
I've been
there. That's crazy, man.
In Grafton.
You get to pet a giraffe?
So, I'm an environmental educator for invasive species.
No, he pets the...
Basically, what I do is I go around to senior centers, and I just educate people on invasive species
okay.
in our country. Like, my area of expertise is kind of in the reptile section, so, like, Florida really is my area kind of expertise. And I had to go in the other day and help one of my coworkers because he doesn't know how to hold a boom sling. I know you were talking about those
yep.
in your Tuesday podcast. I own one personally.
It's Wait, hold on. You own a boom sling?
I own a lot of venomous snakes. Don't ask questions. I own Bushmasters, boom slings, rattlesnakes, cobras.
What the hell?
I'm a crazy reptile, dude.
Wow. All right. You'd never catch me dead near any of those.
So, boom slangs, once you get them to, like, in a sense, trust you, are gorgeous animals just to have in your, just to have as an enclosure pet. But I use them for educational purposes. So it is a little bit, it's a little interesting with how I work with this stuff. But, so I had to go in with my boom slang and I had to make sure that my coworker didn't get himself killed while handling it. Because he was doing the thing and I just had to sit there and be sure that, like, if I saw it about to strike, I had to rush in and grab it away from him so it didn't bite him and instead it bit me, like, in a sense. Because I have vials upon vials of anti-venom on me at all times when I'm handling those animals.
Okay, so you live in Massachusetts. How the hell do you own all those venomous snakes?
I have to go through a bunch of laws, like, kind of law things to do it. Because they're not technically allowed unless you have them for educational purposes. And you go through a lot of people with the law. So, I've gone through, I think, just to own the venomous snakes I have, I've had to go through, like, 16 or 17 different people to approve.
Where are you buying them from?
All over. People who, A, gets out of prison.
That guy's not making it out of prison. He's probably going to die there. Yeah, but he's old, and coronavirus in prisons right now is rampant.
Okay, let's look up how old Joe Exotic is.
You see what he looks like? That guy smokes every day. Yeah, 57.
He's 57.
You think he's gonna live 22 years in prison?
No.
All right.
Exactly. You have no.
5 husbands, 176 tigers, and 1 murder for hire plot.
Stood for owning those tigers.
Oh, thanks.
Wow. Animal cruelty for shooting the tigers as well.
About, animal cruelty.
Yeah, he put down tigers that were not sick. That's one of the big things.
Yeah,
you sure? It's amazing. It's really good. It's really good.
Is it? I might watch it.
It is definitely. It's super weird. It's about as weird as a true story can get. Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense, I guess. Especially given the hell he did. Apparently he was a musician, but what they found out is he was just, like, taking licensed music and singing.
Yeah, that's correct.
That is not his music.
That's the point.
Exactly.
Well, I thought he just, like, hired a guy to sing it, but is that what he was arrested for?
No, that's definitely not what he was arrested for.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
All right. I know I said I'd keep you only for half an hour, Ashton, so...
I do have to go, but I want to say thanks for having me on. You know, it's been a good time.
Yeah. Hope you enjoyed. Hope
I'll see you guys around. Keep podcasting. Keep having fun. And for those of you that are...
We will.
Yeah. Stay inside. Stay safe. See ya.
See ya. So
I liked him.
What do you guys think of Ashton? I thought he was a cool dude. He's a cool dude.
He sounds tall. He sounds like a YouTuber I know. And I'm Rare Insults. That's who he sounds like. He sounds tall. He sounds like he has long lungs. God, you're all about the tall.
He's definitely a great dude.
You would know.
I enjoyed working with him. I enjoyed working for him. Or working with him.
No.
I think we're just going to end it off here. Sorry for not keeping
nope,
it on topic
made it a 30
the
minute
entire
gap.
Time.
No.
It's 34
24.
Minutes.
What do you mean? Oh, wait. I wasn't here. I just realized that. For 10 minutes.
We're making it 45.
So,
Yep. Mm-hmm. No.
I'm not doing
five
that.
More minutes. Five more minutes. We're going to talk about...
What are we
going to
talk about then? We have literally nothing.
Our actual topic.
All right, let's do it then.
Wait,
let's try.
I got one question.
I feel
I got one
so
question.
Bad.
Gavin, wait.
Gavin, wait.
You said you worked in the zoo, right?
Yeah, I worked with
the zoo. Do you get to ride giraffes there? What about rhinoceroses?
No, I don't.
What
I about work in the reptiles. No, but I actually have a shirt on that says Save the Chubby Unicorn.
I want that so bad, man.
That's not a lie, by the way.
Have you ever ridden a snake before, guys?
Look it up on Toe. I got it on Amazon. I haven't ridden a snake. No, but I've been in a cage with a green anaconda while it was eating. I think that was the scariest thing. That's the scariest thing about my job, is having to be in the actual enclosure while a green anaconda, which is like 300 pounds, is eating a rabbit.
Bro, they don't eat. That's when you steal the rabbit
and then you eat it. And then it makes you look so powerful.
And then it eats you.
So.
Nope.
I think that's going to do it for today. Hope you guys
this was Gavin's and Brandy's podcast.
That was Zach. Podcast. Yeah, get it
podcast,
right.
Podcast.
Look it up.
Gavin and Brendan and Zachariah signing out.